Hello, this is Daniel again from planetpoetry.co.uk and author of Scientifica SOS, an adventure novel for children. I'd like to tell you in a couple of minutes about how Scientifica SOS can support children with their learning of science. As well as being the perfect platform for encouraging questions and being a launchpad for discussions, stories have an incredible potential to be fun and creative vehicles for learning. As I said in my first video about Scientifica SOS, it is first and foremost an adventure story, which I hope children and adults will really enjoy. But it also has over 50 scientific concepts, ideas and facts that are woven throughout it, from friction, mass and acceleration, waves, gravity and forces, to the speed of light and sound, meteors and solar eclipses, and much more. I first drafted the book many years ago when I was teaching, as I wanted another more creative vehicle to add to my teaching repertoire. A story can support learning in multiple ways. So firstly, stories are able to create an environment conducive to learning. When children are engaged and interested, a perfect learning environment already exists. Secondly, narrative can create the perfect context, which is so vital in helping children's understanding of new concepts. The context created by a story creates a scaffold, or as I call it, a context web. This is what I've tried to do with Scientifica SOS, to build this scaffold or web with clues to support understanding. What's more, this context web not only helps our understanding, but also our recall of information, as it acts as an anchor for new material that we learn. The characters themselves in the story also play a significant role. They each have particular gifts. Luke Close, of course, has amazing powers of observation, and they all must use their skills to survive. In the story, they pass on their knowledge and skills to each other, so children are being taught by other children, which, if you're interested, is tapping into Vygotskian theory of learning. And as a poet, I've also tried to include poems and riddles to facilitate learning. After all, remember all those nursery rhymes we learned as children? Well, we still remember those, don't we? And finally, I've also used different memory hooks scattered throughout the book to help the reader remember facts. For example, if you read the book, you will see why the line, "Run, or you'll get boiled in veg," should now be understood in the context of rainbows. I've created a list of scientific vocabulary, which you can download from the Scientifica SOS website, and I plan to build on the topics with links to fun content in the future. Remember, you can get Scientifica SOS on Amazon, in paperback, or for Kindle. Thanks for listening.